A monopoly is a problem only if you are not the owner of the monopoly. Usually when we talk about monopolies, we think about Amazon, we think about Facebook, about Elon Musk with Tesla, with Starlink. Those are monopolies. But reality is that you can create a small monopoly with your personal brand or your small business. And yesterday, I had this realization because I had a little accident. I was walking my dog, Armando. And suddenly we had like a problem with another dog. Another dog beat Armando. Armando beat the other dog. And after that, people told me, hey, you should take your dog to the veterinarian Rondon. And everybody told me the same. And I was like, okay, I will take the dog to Rondon. I was walking with the dog and the vet was like 5 blocks away. And in the middle, there was another vet. And I was like, if this vet is closer, I prefer to go to the one that is closest. But interesting enough, when I entered to this bed, I saw the face of the secretary, and the secretary had like a face of she was looking at me like a piece of wallet, como una billetera. And part of becoming better at business is also your ability to read other people. And I was like, I don't trust this secretary. When I entered to the office, I saw the doctor. I didn't trust the doctor. And I wanted to ask him, hey, more or less, how much do you think I'm going to spend on my dog? And he said, for all the things that he has, more or less like 400 soles. So in that moment, I told him, you know, I'm coming back to my house to bring my wallet. I left the bed and I went to Rondon. And in Rondon, I spent less than 100 soles in the same thing. Imagine, the most popular place was cheaper than the small bed and more reliable. So that's where I'm trying to go with this, is that you can create your small monopoly if you know how to fix a problem and if you know how to find your right niche, the people that you can serve better than everybody else. So that is going to be today's episode, how to enjoy profits. You don't want competition. Everybody say that competition is good, and I can tell you it's not the best. You want to own the market so you can develop new things, you can innovate with more tranquility, with more peacefulness of mind. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, to me, inglesparacholos.com. By the way, today on the website, I'm going to upload a video or maybe a text explaining all the extra benefits of Inglés para Cholos, because some people believe that it's just English. No, it's business, it's fitness, it's self-development, also relationship advice and many other things. So more or less today after 4 p.m., you can check the website and you will find all the things that are included with the system. So time to get started. First, the solution that we want to bring to the market if we want to become a monopoly has to be disruptive. What is that? It's something that is not just better, it's totally different. And the best way to accomplish this is focusing not in the process, but in the outcome. What we are trying to look for. I was checking a podcast today in the morning. Today I woke up like 5 a.m., by the way. It was so fucking early for a Sunday. But in that podcast, people want the result and they want the result fast. And they don't want to spend too much money and energy. So if you want to be disruptive, usually you want to have the best strategy with the right technology. If you can leverage both things, you can have something that is totally different from the market and you can have your monopoly. You don't need to compete with others because you are developing a new market. Something like I want to give you a case. For example, in the case of English, everybody wants to study English going to institutes, but I was like, you don't study English, you practice English. How can I make my customers to speak more English so they can become fluent at it? And that's because you want to develop the right strategy and you want to use the technology. I'm going to talk about the technology later. And about technology, you don't need to develop the technology. You can just use current technology, but use it in a better way, in a most efficient way. So that's the first thing that you have to ask yourself. And talking about technology, here are some tips for you. Check the metaverse, check artificial intelligence, check social media, check cryptocurrencies. All these things that are new, they are new and people are talking about them because of something. So in the same way that when you go to a pornographic website, you're exploring all the videos, you want to check all the website. Yeah, in the same way, whenever you go to any of these tools, try to check all the benefits that it has. Just to give you a case with WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, I'm always checking on WhatsApp what is new on WhatsApp. And as soon as I saw the icon of channels, the canales, I was like, what is this? And I found, oh, you can create channels on WhatsApp. And I was one of the first people here in Peru to develop, even in the Latino market, to develop a WhatsApp channel. And my WhatsApp channel is bringing tons of customers to my business. That's why you want to use technology in the right way and be one of the first people to leverage it. And something extra before jumping to the next topic is also about ChatGPT. You can play with it, but here a little tip. Go to your profile and you can customize. You can customize your profile. You can tell ChatGPT, my name, I am from Peru. I am a podcaster. My job is to talk about complex topics and make it simple for my people related to this topic. So you can describe yourself. If you describe yourself to ChatGPT, you can be sure that the answer that is going to give it back to you are going to be better fit for yourself. So that is the first. Your solution has to be disruptive, not just better. The second, if you want to achieve your little monopoly, is you need to take advantage of economy of scale. And what is this? It's first, you need to disconnect your service, your product with yourself. You don't want your time connected with what you are offering because that means that you have limited resources. You want to or hire people or use software or buy a huge quantity of products and just have something like a system that works by itself. It's true that sometimes you need to come back to your system and check how the system is going, but it's not linked to yourself, so you can scale, you can grow. Something extra. The more that you grow, you can reduce your fixed cost. One clear case, if you check the gym chains, SmartFit, if you go to the little mini market chains like here in Peru, we have Mas, we have Nina, this mini market chains, huge business with just one employee. One employee that do everything. The employee is the cashier and the employee is the person who cleans also the store. In the case of the gym, the secretary is the secretary and at the same time is the person who closed the sale. Es la vendedora and the secretary at the same time. Imagine. You can achieve this by getting economy of scale. So while other gyms have a secretary that is scratching her pussy, this secretary from SmartFit, she's working so fucking hard, so she's justifying her salary. And something extra that we want to include here is the network effect. Why social media want to attract people so fast? Because the more people that they have, the more valuable the asset becomes. Also, you need to ask yourself, how can I create a network between my customers so more people want to join the party? Why people go to a party? Because there are a lot of people and the right people. You want to do that. We mentioned this. The quality of your customer will attract more quality customers to your business. Let's go to the next one. That is distribution. And distribution, we can call it, like they say, AKA, also known as attention. Distribution, I'm going to mention three things to keep it simple. How do you run your ads? When you go, for example, to Facebook or Instagram and you see an Uncle Balta ad, it's because I did that ad and I tried to do it in the smartest way as possible. Write a nice copy, una bonita copia de ventas, have a nice picture or video, know how to niche down your market. Who is the right people that are going to check this? If you do these three things, your ads are going to be so fucking cheap. Most of my ads, now I am paying 1 cent or 2 cents per ad. So imagine, for 10 soles per day, I have 1,000 people going to my website, just for 10 soles per day. But why? Because you put the work to make your ad as good as possible. Then you need to work in the marketing. And marketing is something that people say, no, why do I need to market my thing? If it's a good product, people are going to buy it. No. In the same way that you need to develop a good product, also you need to develop a good marketing. What is a good marketing? It's showing the people for what is your product, what are the benefits of the product, how to use it, how it can change their life. All that is marketing. And last but not least is sales. You want to close sales. If you don't make sales, you cannot live. You cannot have oxygen. So let's make it like this. Sales is how you survive now, and marketing is how you survive in the future. Marketing is more like branding, what people think about your brand, what they think about your product, and selling is how you make money now. You want to make good in both things. Let's go to the next one. That is logistic. Logistic, and here is a fun fact. It's funny because, you know, when I was in the university, we had two options for specialization. One was marketing and the other was logistic. I couldn't go for marketing because I repeat one of the marketing basic courses. So I had to go for logistics, and I was blown away how important is logistics. In the same way that if you are better running ads, you can destroy your competitors, also if you are better with logistics, you can destroy your competitors. And what is logistics? The way that you deliver your product or service. If you are more efficient than the competitor, you crush the market. In product is how can you reduce your shipping costs? How can you use better package so you reduce also the price of your package? How can you make it arrive faster to your customers? And in service also is the same. In the case of English, for example, the average institute make the student go to the institute. That is time, commuting time. They need to take a bus. They need to eat the fucking traffic. Other institute, what do? They have a Zoom link. It's so fucking boring. Just the teacher talking. What do? I use the metaverse. That's why you need to leverage technology. So the way that you deliver your product or service can make the difference, and that is logistics. You need to become also a master of logistics. And you can also have people that know it. When I want to do paperwork to import my products, I never do it by myself. I also always delegate because I understand that there are people smarter than me in those areas that I can leverage. The next one is constant innovation. And when I'm talking about constant innovation, I'm talking about surfing trends. What are trends? Trends is a mix of many things. But let's try to dissect it and keep it so fucking simple because it's Sunday morning. You don't want to stress your brain too much. Let's try to keep it so fucking simple. Trends are a mix of behavior and technology. Okay? Let me give you a chance. During COVID time, people changed their behavior. They started to buy things online. They used to do it before COVID, but during COVID was like everything was online. So that is creating a trend. The online business are booming. Why you're going to rent a brick and mortar store and spending a secretary when you can have a 100% digital online business? I'm not saying that brick and mortar business don't have a place, but you get the point, right? You can do everything online thanks to the trend that changed during COVID. And also technology. New technology allow you to do new things. I mentioned before the case of the WhatsApp channels. I mentioned before the case of artificial intelligence, things that make your life easier. And that's why you are smart. You're going to use technology to produce, not to consume. While everybody else is distracted playing video games, they are buying the most expensive equipment, the most expensive CPU, the most expensive monitor to play video games. No, you are buying technology to increase your productivity. So behavior and technology are two things that create trends, and you need to know how to maximize them so you can create innovation. So always you can be many, many steps, kilometers ahead from people. And if people see that you are so fucking ahead, they don't want to compete with you. That's something that my trainer from wrestling, mi entrenador de lucha, the one and only Pokis, he told me that. Jose, whenever you have a fight, not just win, smash your fucking opponent. Aplástalo. Smash your fucking opponent. So now nobody else want to compete with you. And next time you're going to show up, you just get the gold medal in the first place. So that's what you want to do in business also. Always smash. Don't compete. Something extra, if you want to become a monopoly, is that you want to be the default option. Remember the case of Armando. People told me, hey, go to Rondon. When you are the default option, means that you are the monopoly. People believe that monopolies, nobody else can offer the product. No, there can be other people offering the product. But if people always go to you as a default mode, means that you control the market and you want to be the case. How can you become that default mode? How can you be so fucking ingrained in the mind of your customer and the people who surround you that always they recommend you? And here a little tip extra. Always pitch your business to everybody. That's something that I'm teaching my people from my community. If you are doing something and someone asks you, what are you doing? Offer that thing. I have a friend, for example, he's a student from Inglés para Cholos. He said, when they used to ask him what he do, he was, oh, I'm a student from San Marcos. Don't say you're a student from San Marcos. Tell them, what do you do? And he was offering math classes. He was a math teacher. Tell the people the thing that is going to produce you money. Okay, so always pitch your business to everybody. I want to include two extra things, and after that, I'm going to, since it's Sunday, I want to include like a bonus tip from a guy that is called Daniel Priestley. He's from Australia, but he's so fucking good in business, and I have a very interesting thing, but I wanted to embed it, this information, within this podcast. I don't want to do a second podcast. So just in this podcast, you will get two beautiful pieces of content in one. Also partnerships. Partnerships will allow you to have a beautiful monopoly. People who have similar markets. I told you the case of my friend Jaime. He sells cars to executives from big corporations. That is also a good marketing for my English. So we are sharing his email list. We have similar markets and he can get a commission if he brings customers to my business. Also stocks. If you have a huge stock and you don't have time to sell your stock, you can have people who resell part of your stock for you. Some of my products, we are relabeling, le están cambiando la etiqueta, we are putting other brand, and other people are selling my products with other brand. And that's a way to have a partnership. I can have a monopoly using other people's resources and time. Also, suppliers and freelancers. Suppliers, you can buy all the stock from your suppliers. That's what I used to do with the protein carnivore long time ago when carnivore just arrived to Peru. I didn't know that was the carnivore was a shitty protein. I was 21 years old, 22 years old. I just knew that people were buying carnivore, so I went to the importer and I told her, how many units of carnivore have you import? She said, 1,000. And I was like, how many do you have remaining? 800. I buy you your 800 bottles. I bought the 800 bottles of carnivore. My house was full of carnivore, of the protein. But why I did that? Because I wanted nobody else to have the protein that was trending in that moment. And that was a nice way to collect the attention, to get attention to me. Where is the carnivore? Oh, only Jose has carnivore. So in one moment in life, I was the king of carnivore here in Peru. Also the king of Lipo 6 Black, by the way. And also freelancers. You can partner up with freelancers. That's what the vets do. They partner up with the dog walkers. With the dog walkers, if they bring customers for washing the dog, for batting, for cleaning the dogs, they receive a commission. Partner yourself with other people that can leverage your business is going to help you to consolidate your monopoly. And if you check, I haven't mentioned government intervention because I really hate government intervention, even though it's the best way to create a monopoly. You want the government to help you with laws and all the shit, but for me, that is for pussies. Real people don't need government. We do our own rules. And let's try to wrap this up with the one and only Daniel Priestley. Here, for the people that can follow the podcast, always I tell, attention is money. So if you can follow this last part, this is going to make you so much fucking money. But before, friendly reminder, if you want to contact me, +51 9890 23 986, or you can go to inglesparacholos.com or josebalta.com and you can find a link that is going to contact you with my personal WhatsApp. So let's wrap this podcast with Daniel Priestley Winston. He said, there are 5 things that you need to apply if you want to make obscene amount of money. Okay, let's go one by one. First, gift. Second, data collection. Third, product for prospect. Fourth, core product. And last but not least, product for customers, for clients. Let's go very rapidly with each one. I'm so fucking surprised because today is Sunday, it's 8 a.m. and I already recorded a Spanish podcast. I already finished the WhatsApp and now I'm doing this English podcast Sunday, 8 a.m. I mean, so that's what I call productivity. And yesterday I went to bed late, by the way. I went to bed like 12, but when you get used to wake up early, it's like a muscle. You always wake up early without alarm. So let's try to analyze fast these things. What is a gift? It's something that you can give to your people to attract their attention, something that will give them some value. Could be like a masterclass, that is a piece of content, what I'm doing now. A piece of content on internet just costs you one time to record it, and then you can have thousands of people, even millions of people, consuming that in any given moment. Even in the future, people will keep coming back for something that you did now. You want to create that. Also, a gift is kind of a journey where you show your people what is the before and the after. Before having this piece of content, what you were doing and what are you doing after this piece of content. And what is going to happen if you take my product, my service, my system? This is going to take you from point A to point B. If you show with a very clear vision, what is the point A to the point B, people are going to pay the money because they want certainty. If you create certainty, people will give you their money. Also, a gift could be, and this is also an interesting trick, is something that you can, it could be even a product, a sample of your product. For example, if I have a one product that costs me very little, you can include that for maybe, you can sell it in a low, low price, and that is also kind of a gift. Then we have data capture. People who consume your gift, they have to give you their data. Could be email, could be WhatsApp, could be following your WhatsApp channel. You want some kind of data capture or data collection. That is how you can then pitch your future product or services to them. Then you have the product for prospect. What is the product for prospect? It's something what I call putting one foot ahead or one foot inside the building. You want something to for the people to test you. In my case, it's my audiobooks. My audiobooks, I don't sell audiobooks because I want to make 80 soles, even though I love the fucking 80 soles. But I sell the audiobooks because it's a way to show my people what do I do. And after the audiobooks, they always or buy the Inglés para Cholos or they buy the supplement. So it's a nice way to enter to my ecosystem. Then you have the core product, is the main thing that you sell. That is what gives you money. And then you have products for customers. Things that you can sell to your current customers. Things that are going to be valuable for them that can give you some recurrent revenue, ingreso recurrente. Well, basically that is what it is. That is how you maximize your profit with these five steps from Daniel Priestley. Remember to create your monopoly. Your personal brand can be a monopoly. Don't be one more person with a CV. Be the person. Be the main professional fixing whatever you want to offer. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember the people to go to Google Podcasts and Spotify. They can find me with my nickname, Uncle Balta.